Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 657. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, or these days just to say hi, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. I apologize. My attendance has been a little bit spotty. I missed yesterday. I missed a day here or there. Weird schedules. And generally, I find that fewer people are listening. And that's probably because all podcasting has suffered due to the irregularity of schedules and lack of commutes. But in any event, if you're still listening and would like me to continue, please let me know. Feedback is always appreciated, and it is always great to hear from you. So what I wanted to talk about is to hone in on one point that I discussed recently in a class, and that relates to the very first bracha of request that we add to our Shmona Esrei. That very first bracha of request is the request for Das. Das is knowledge, discernment, understanding, and it reflects the importance of intelligence in navigating the world. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ami, Gedola Dea Shenitna B'tchilas Bracha Shalchol." Dea, understanding, wisdom, discernment, is great, and we see that it's great because it's the very first bracha that we have in the Shmona Esrei. The question is, why is it the very first bracha, and why is it so important? But first, to understand that, we really need to understand what type of das are we talking about. Are we talking about EQ, IQ? Are we talking about facts? Are we talking about the ability to integrate facts, to act on those facts? What exactly is it? So we have a few different sources as to the makar, the origin of this bracha. One of them is the famous Shiboli Halakha. The Shiboli Halakha brings this medrash, brings an idea that really all of the brachos correspond to events in Jewish history. And so specifically, the event that he points to is the event Kishaba Paro Lahamliches Yosef al Mitzrayim, when Paro approaches Yosef to be king of Egypt. Why does he do so? Because he's so impressed with his dream interpretation and the future of the lean cows and the skinny cows. I'm sorry, those are the lean cows and the large cows and etc. He's so impressed with his future foretelling of what will be with the economic concerns of the country, so he wants to put him in charge. But he asks him, Badku im haya yodea b'shivim lashon. It seems that the aptitude test for becoming king of Egypt required that a person be familiar with all of the different languages in the world. And so he asks him if he can or if he is able to go and know all the languages. He was not. But Gavriel v'lamdu shivim lashon. So Gavriel comes and gives him, teaches him the 70 languages. That's, you know, Duolingo of the ancient world. Miyad pascha malachi asharos p'em v'amru baruchat Hashem chanin hadas. And so the malachim respond and they say, wow, baruchat Hashem chanin hadas, God who gives people understanding, who gives people knowledge. Now that's a pretty incredible story, but I want you to compare that origin story to another. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, he teaches how Moshe says to God, Ribon kol ha'olamim, hodieni na shimcha ha'gadol v'akadosh, she'ekra v'shimcha ha'gadol v'akadosh v'ta'aneni v'hodiyu. Please inform me of how to really connect with you, God. I want to understand you. I want to be able to communicate with you directly. And he indeed does. And he shares with him, psukim, eyasher, eyah, and he goes on and on. V'roho elyonim, shemasra kadosh baruch hu, sod shem hamaforash l'moshe. And so the angels, once again, piping up, the angels see that Moshe was given this incredible information. And they respond with, wow, baruch ato Hashem, chonin hadas. Blessed are you, God, the deliverer, or the one who is gracious in giving wisdom. And so I just want to contrast these two sources for just a moment. One source is talking about Moshe's esoteric divine understanding, a spiritual understanding perhaps. And so the das maybe that is reflected in this bracha is referring to a das of enlightenment, a das of spirituality. We should be more plugged in to the underpinnings, the things that go on behind the scenes, the metaphysics of the world. But the first idea I shared, the Shiboli Halakha, this idea of Paro really testing Yosef so that his personal accomplishment, his ability to get the job, his real just practical wherewithal and knowledge was sustained and developed, that's a very, very different type of das. And so in these two sources, I think we have the gamut of why it is in life we need das. We need das to have, of course, spiritual awareness and spiritual understanding, to understand Torah better, things like that. But as well, we also need das. We need wisdom, we need discernment to be able to succeed in the game of life, to be able to do well, to be able to make the right decisions, to be able to pass tests, to be able to do well at job interviews. That seems to be the span of the das that we ask for. And I think these two stories represent that span very well. Why, though, does it come first? Why is it the very first bracha? Because das, the das really begins everything. Everything we have. The Shulchan Aruch says that das, mipnei shem moser ha'adam in ha-behema hi ha-bina ve-ha-secha. What we have above the animal kingdom, they breathe, we breathe, they have lives, we have lives, but what discerns us is the ability to discern. That intelligence is what really highlights our humanity. So therefore, kavod bracha, birchas atachonin, rosh le'emtzius. Every other bracha might exist in the animal kingdom, but these brachos specifically exist only in human beings, and only with human beings. Shem ein bina, ein tefillah, without intellect, prayer is meaningless, he says. So prayer can only happen with the requisite intellect, with what it is that is necessary to be able to comprehend and to process and all of that. Okay, so that is the Shulchan Aruch's perspective, but there are other perspectives as well, beautiful ideas that are offered about the nature of wisdom. So for example, the Gemara Nedarim says, Naktinan ein ani ela bedeya. A person is only impoverished, when it comes to intelligence. There's no poverty other than a poverty of intelligence. The Ma'arava Amri, and this further elaborates, Dida be kula be, udelo da be, ma be. If there is da, if there is knowledge, if there is understanding, then everything is there. If there is no understanding, then what is there? Da kani ma chaser. If somebody has intelligence, what do they lack? Da lo kani, one who has not required intelligence, what do they have? Beautiful focus on the centrality of intelligence to be able to allow us to do anything else. And not only just anything else, the ability to actually do Avodas Hashem properly. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ein bur yirei chet, a person who is of no intelligence cannot be sin-fearing. V'lo am ha'aretz chasid, and a person who is an am ha'aretz, who is an ignoramus, cannot be pious. And so, fundamentally, to define the human being, we need intelligence. Also, the existence of intelligence allows anything else and makes everything else possible, as the Gemara Nedarim. And specifically, as Pirkei Avos teaches us, the ability to be a God-fearing person requires a level of intelligence. One might also suggest that the reason that this bracha comes first, this bracha really allows us to define for ourselves what it is that we want to ask from any other bracha. So I use the example all the time of, you know, you find the genie in the bottle, and the genie says, I will grant you one wish. And so you ask that genie, ha, I want 1,000 wishes. So usually, you know, there's a clause where the genie doesn't allow you to do that. But let's imagine the genie did allow you to do that. That's how I understand the bracha of Chonin Hadas. The very first bracha that we need to get straight in our heads before we can actually ask for intelligence is the ability to be able to be smart enough to know what to ask for. And so the very first bracha that we have is the bracha of Chonin Hadas, so that every other bracha can be actualized and every other bracha could be maximized. And we find this with King Shlomo. King Shlomo is offered one night in a dream any wish. And the wish that he asks for is intelligence, das. And because he asks for chachma, he asks for this ability, he is granted everything else. He doesn't want wealth, he doesn't want riches, he doesn't want the ability to vanquish his enemies. He wants the ability to perhaps process all those things and be able to do them himself through the mechanism of das. That is why it is the very first bracha. Now the bracha itself talks about different types of das and different types of people. It's a fascinating bracha. But I'll just share the classic understanding of what are the three things in the end. Chachma, Bina, Haskel. Generally, there are different understandings of what understanding really is. There's the ability to take in information. And then there's the ability to process and to really deeply understand that information. What of it is relevant? What of it is important? What can be rejected? What can be accepted? And then there's a third, where we take that information and we integrate it in our lives. Those are generally the three levels of understanding. We find this when Bezalel, the architect of the Mishkan, is described. He is described as having Chachma, Bina, Tvuna, and Das. He's granted those things in order to be able to create the Mishkan, which is like, as we've said before, creating the world. And number one is just the data you hear. Number two is turning that into useful information. And number three is actually using it. And so altogether, this bracha is first because of its importance, because of its significance, and it's also spanning all of the different types of das we need. Not just spiritual awareness, not just spiritual understanding, not just to make us better understanding of God and His ways, but simply to be able to get through life successfully. There are so many situations like Yosef himself was in, where we are being tested in some way, where people are looking at us closely to try to figure out our abilities. That should equally be inserted into our tefillos, because that bracha, this very first bracha, all our requests, that is where it belongs. Have a great day.